Well, good evening and welcome to you all. This is the 12th annual Irish Week Concert here at Augusta, and it's great to be back here. We come from all over the place. The staff comes from the West Coast, from Texas, from the Northeast, from the East Coast, from the South, as far as Miami, and even from Ireland to be here. And of course, the students who come here come from all over as well. It's a great coming together in the mountains here every summer to celebrate Irish culture in America. And it's a great privilege to be here, and we're delighted to be back. And welcome again to you all. You know, when you think of Irish culture in America, you think of the symbols of the shamrock and the harp. And I don't know if we're the only culture in the world that's represented symbolically by a musical instrument. We were trying to think back there if there was another, and there may be, but there's not many anyway. And of course, Ireland is symbolically represented by the harp. It's a national symbol as well as being a fine musical instrument. It's the oldest of our instruments in the tradition. It's enjoyed a long and illustrious, sometimes troubled history in our culture. And it's become a little tradition of ours here at Irish Week every year in Augusta to start our concert with the harp. And no finer exponent of the harp in America than the first performer in tonight's concert. Make her welcome, Carol Thompson from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Things are scary. It's gonna fall down, I just know it. I'm gonna start off tonight with a slow air, and it's called the Rauschen Du. Thank you. Thanks. It does fall down. And I got that tune from Jack Cohen. Next out here to join me is my friend Jack Vickery. He was here last year, and he drove down from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And we're going to do a couple more. Come on out here, Jack. We're going to do some two Yeats poems for you.
The first poem we're going to do is, they're both William Butler Yeats poems. The first one is Who Goes with Fergus? And Fergus was an ancient king in Ireland who gave up his power for less worldly pursuits. And in this poem, he invites colleagues to go with him.
I'm going to play a tune that goes with that. It's called Da Day Dawn, and it's really a Scottish tune. It was preserved by Tom Anderson.
Now and pierce the deep wood's woven shade and dance upon the level shore. Young man, lift up your russet brow and lift your tender eyelids, maid, and brood on hopes and fear no more. And no more turn aside and brood upon love's bitter mystery. For Fergus rules the brazen cars and rules the shadows of the wood and the white breast of the dim sea and all disheveled wandering stars.
The second of Yeats' poems is one called The Wild Swans at Coole. Coole is Coole Park, which was the estate in Western Ireland of Yeats's friend and patroness, Lady Gregory. And the 19th autumn he refers to is the autumn of the year 1916.
And the tune that we've chosen to go with that is called The Wild Geese. And it's a tune that was preserved by a harper in the 1800s, but it came from about the mid-1600s. And it was said that the women sang, there apparently are words, that they sang this tune as the men left Ireland to join the Irish Brigade on the continent.
In their autumn beauty, the woodland paths are dry. Under the October twilight, the water mirrors a still sky. Upon the brimming water, among the stones, are 59 swans. The 19th autumn has come upon me since I first made my count. I saw, before I had well finished, all suddenly mount and scatter, wheeling in great broken rings upon their clamorous wings.
I have looked upon those brilliant creatures, and now my heart is sore. All's changed since I, hearing at twilight, the first time on this shore, the bell beat of their wings above my head, trod with a lighter tread. Unwearied still, lover by lover, they paddle in the cold, companionable streams, or climb the air. Their hearts have not grown old. Passion or conquest, wander where they will, attend upon them still. But now they drift on the still water, mysterious, beautiful. Among what rushes will they build? By what lake's edge or pool delight men's eyes? When I awake some day to find they have flown away.
Carol Thompson there and Jack Vickery. You know, this is a very nice job to have, coming here every year, and I have the chance up here to say all sorts of nice things about my musical colleagues, who are also my dear friends, and whom I admire very much, and all those things are true. Now, that's a good job. I'd like to introduce two people that I've known for a great many years, and one in particular. Brendan Mulvihill is a mighty fiddle player, as many of you already know. And I knew Brendan, got to know Brendan about the same time as I got to know his father, who was from West Limerick, not too far away in Ireland from where I grew up myself. And his father lived in the Bronx. And at the time I met him, in the mid-1970s, he was running an extraordinarily influential school of Irish music there in the Bronx, teaching a lot of the young fiddlers and flute players and accordion players how to play Irish music in a traditional style. And they were all born in the Bronx for the most part, and in areas close to there. You might remember Eileen Ivers, of course, who was here on staff here several times. She was one of Martin's prize pupils. And I got to know Martin very well over the years and met him many times and stayed in his house in the Bronx, and even got to know his fierce Doberman dog, who was called Prince, who actually liked me, very, very luckily for me, and met Martin and played music with him many times back in Limerick, and was very saddened at his tragic sudden death some years ago. And we miss him greatly. And Brendan carries on the family tradition of virtuoso fiddling, having becoming a mighty fiddler in his own right, emigrated to America in the 70s, and shortly thereafter moved down to the Washington area. He was a member of the group The Irish Tradition for years and put Irish music on the map in Washington, and after that moved to Baltimore, and is a powerhouse in the Irish music scene in that particular area, a great fiddler in great demand for all sorts of events, concerts, festivals, and dances. And the fiddle-piano combination has been in Irish music now for a long time. It started off, strangely enough, in this country in the era of 78 recordings back in the 1920s, when fiddlers went into the studios to record. They were often issued, according to studio policy, with a piano player. Sometimes the piano player knew what they were doing and sometimes they didn't. It didn't seem to matter. The musicians liked having them there anyway. And the fiddle-piano combination became an integral part of Irish music, starting at that time in America. And Brendan's going to be accompanied tonight, as he's been in other appearances here in Augusta, by a virtuoso piano player. She originally comes from California, has been living in the East Coast for quite some time, and she combines virtuoso playing in the Irish tradition with a lot of influence from the Cape Breton style of piano playing as well. She is a very inventive player, uses an awful lot of melodic counterpoint and straightforward playing, along with magnificent inventive rhythmic accompaniment as well. So please make them both welcome, Brendan Mulvihill and Donna Long.
Thank you. With three reels, The Wind That Shakes the Barley, The Hut in the Bog, and Bill Hearts. And we're going to continue with three jigs.
Thank you.
John is going to play a piece entitled Captain Higgins, and this is on our newly released CD this year. No? Oh, it's not on there. I thought it was. See? I must have been dreaming it. Maybe it's on the next one.
Thank you.
Brendan Mulvihill there and Donna Long. Well, this is the year of American craft, as many of you doubtless know, and there are some artifacts here attesting to that. On the left here, what you're looking at is an expanded version on blooming leaf, which is a traditional piece of weaving from our traditional weaving instructor, Donna Morgan. And on the other side of the stage, what you have is a quilt by another instructor here, traditional quilting instructor, Colleen Walters. And it's very nice here to be between these two magnificent pieces. Well, it's my privilege to introduce next the gentleman who year after year has come the farthest to be an instructor here and to pontificate majestically at Augusta, all the way from Dublin. We were trying to figure out at the back there how many years it's been, whether it's 8 or 9 years. We agreed it's been far too long. He comes every year from Dublin. A couple of years ago we missed him when he had a serious illness, but happily he's recovered. I've known him since the mid-1960s, and ever since then and before then, he's been known in Ireland as the man who possesses the greatest storehouse of songs, probably in the history of Irish singing. And he picks them up all over the country. He's always armed with a tape recorder, and he is an ear, the best ear for a good song of anybody I think I've ever heard. It's great to have him come so far every year, especially on his vacation here, kind of a working vacation to the mountains of West Virginia, and bringing his art and his craft and his own inimitable personality. Please make welcome from Dublin, Frank Hart.
Terrible the way jealousy gets a hold of a man like that, you know? And he feels his powers waning. He begged me to let him out here, you know? And I said, no. And then, some of you may know that I have a problem, a slight problem, which involves keys of songs. And that I'm inclined to change keys. It's not a haphazard thing, it's quite studied. And the difficulty, as I've often said in singing unaccompanied, is that you don't know whether you're in the right key until you hit the highest note, and then it's too late. So I took precautions beforehand with Maloney. So I have a piece of paper here that says G. Now that means absolutely nothing to me. Maloney agreed to play the chord, but then when he got me out here, said he wasn't going to. There you go. That's no guarantee, though. I feel sorry for singers who actually can start every time with the right key. The excitement. We're both on a journey here, on an adventure. Whether it changes in the second verse or the third verse. Give us it again, Mick. Mick? See? There's a certain kind of song that always comes usually at the end of a session. And it's a kind of a reflective song. People are mellow and a few jars and they're modeling and putting their arms around each other. And one of them is The Parting Glass. Another one is We May or Might Never All Meet Here Again. And I had the pleasure of singing for a week last year with Louis Killen, who is a great English folk singer. And though his mother came from just over the hill from where I live in Dublin. They can't be all bad. But I got this song from. It's a song called When Fortune Turns the Wheel. Come, fill the cup, we'll drink about this night, we'll merry be. See, that's the wrong key. Come, fill the cup, we'll drink about this night, we'll merry be. For friendship and for harmony, likewise my comrades three, to meet again some other night, my secret joy reveal. But I now must stray far, far away, till fortune turns the wheel. And it's not from gold, nor dress I'll take my estimate of man. But when I meet a friend indeed who stretched a helping hand, to him I'll drink, for him I'll fight, to him my mind reveal, and friends we'll be whatever way blind fortune turns the wheel. But it's some of my pretended friends, if friends you may them call, they falsely turned their backs on me when mine was at the wall. Yet in a glass I'll drink their health, you know I wish them well, and someday I may pay the debt when fortune turns the wheel. And it's of a lovely lassie I, 'tis her I justly blame. When dark misfortune frowned on me, she denied she knew my name. But friendship by remorse is past, to her I'll never kneel, but I'll sweethearts find, both true and kind, when fortune turns the wheel. So adieu, ye hills of Caledon, likewise, sweet Avondale. Fair friendship binds the firmest ties, and love tells the sweetest tale. Here's to my friends and to my foes, you know I wish them well, and we all may meet some other night when fortune turns the wheel.